Ticket.
And now it's time for Friday morning scatter shooting with your old pal Junior Miller right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
It's brought to us by Raisin Cane's Chicken Fingers and by Bio-T Testosterone Pellet Therapy. Scatter shooting while wondering why it still says green lot and blue lot on the Story Road exit sign off 114 by the old Texas Stadium.
That's for the workers there at the highway plant, just in case they wanted red parking.
It's been, what, 4 years since you've been able to go and park in red or blue parking for a Cowboys game? The stadium's not even there, but the sign still says green lot, blue lot, exit here.
When you're on that little service road outside the stadium on the southwest corner, they still have that big sign up about the Texas Stadium corporate offices that are there, too.
Do they really?
Yeah. It's like they've left it there as a relic of what used to be there.
Wow, it's so weird. All right, Big Mig, Miguel Cabrera, wins the American League Most Valuable Player Award yesterday, voted first on 22 of the 28 ballots. That's a victory for baseball and a loss for the baseball stat geek nerds.
Yeah, what do you think of that, nerds?
Awesome. It was the 11th time that a Tiger had been named Most Valuable Player, but you have to go back to 1940 to find the last Tiger positional player to win the MVP before Cabrera.
Migs.
Last year, it was Justin Verlander. Reliever Willie Hernandez won the MVP in 84. Denny McClain in 1968, he was the last 30-game winner. And Hal Newhouser won back-to-back in 44 and 45. How strange is that? It's not that common for a pitcher to win the MVP, but the Tigers have had an unusual run.
That is pretty wild. You know, I heard some number crunchers yesterday saying that it was embarrassing that Cabrera won over Trout.
Embarrassing.
Wow.
Boy, I don't get that at all.
Well, because home runs and batting average and RBIs really aren't even important anymore.
Hank,
some of these knuckleheads.
Hank Greenberg in 1940, the last Tigers positional player to win the MVP before Cabrera did yesterday. And the National League MVP went to Buster Posey, who becomes the first catcher to win that award since Johnny Bench in 1972, although there have been three catchers since Bench to win the American League's Most Valuable Player Award: Thurman Munson, Joe Mauer, and the Rangers' Pudge Rodriguez.
Pudgeroo.
This has been quite a year for high school football records being broken. Last weekend, Will Greer, quarterback for Davidson Day High School in North Carolina, set the national single-game passing mark with 837 yards in a playoff win over Harrell's Christian High School.
Jeez.
Greer shattered the old record of 764 yards set by Californian David Corral back in 2000. By the way, the final score in the game: Davidson 104, Harrell 80, which also set the state record for combined points in a game. You think we all get antsy around here when the Cowboys lose a couple in a row? Imagine being a fan of Lock Haven College. They finally won last week. They beat Cheney 15-7 to snap their 52-game losing streak. That was a Division II record. At what point do you start losing hope?
About
30 in a row?
30, yeah.
Yeah, I started after 30. I'm a big fan of those, by the way.
Oh, are you?
You guys know I'm always
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, so I know. Hey, I'm happy today.
How long was Prairie View's? They had one that was nearly that long, didn't they?
Yeah.
In the 40s. Or
yeah.
Was it longer than that?
What division are they?
They're 1AA.
Okay, so they may have had the 1AA record. It may have been longer than 52, even. I don't know. What a wild weekend for golfer Charlie Bajan, I believe. Is that how you pronounce it?
Sure.
Freeze.
I didn't watch this tournament, so I don't know, but the story is pretty incredible. He was leading the Miracle Network Classic during the second round on Friday when he turned to his caddy and said, "I think I'm going to die."
Oh my.
He thought he was having a heart attack, but he kept playing. When he finished on 18, he was loaded into an ambulance, taken to the hospital, where he was diagnosed as having a panic attack. The extreme anxiety of leading a PGA tournament caused his heart to beat rapidly and caused him to feel faint.
Wow.
He shot a 64 that day.
Jeez.
And he says it's probably because he was thinking about dying and not his swing. He came back for the weekend and recorded his first ever win on tour.
That's amazing.
That is amazing. Something strange happened in the NBA last Wednesday. Kobe scored 29 against the Jazz, and he was the high scorer in the league that evening, making it the first time in NBA history that no player had scored 30 on a date with at least 12 games on the schedule. That's a statistical oddity.
That is.
America now has 700 pet aftercare facilities providing funeral services to the nation's companion animals. Example, Oakley's in Roanoke, Virginia performs 800 to 900 pet cremations annually and provides about 20 customers a year with pet caskets, part of the estimated $53 billion America spends on its pets. That's higher than the gross national products of more than 100 countries.
Wow.
The basic charge at Heartland Pet Cremation in St. Louis is $275 for private cremation, including a basic urn and memorial video slideshow. If you want to go for the more upscale, other facilities offer deluxe urns, taxidermy, freeze-drying pets, and creating a synthetic diamond out of your pet's ashes.
Do that.
You can wear your pet around your neck in the form of a diamond.
You know, you can do that with people, too.
Can you really?
Yeah. They make diamonds out of people's remains. And I'm determined to wear George's diamond.
It'll never happen.
Yes, I'm going to get it on a beautiful wedding ring.
It'll never happen.
And I'm going to wear it around. I'm going to be your bride for eternity.
No way you're outliving me. No way.
Gareth Lloyd, he's 49, and he just admitted that he's the one who has made 5,800 random phone calls over a 90-day period. That's 64 calls a day to people, just to listen to their reactions when he tells them that his penis is stuck in a household object such as a jar or vacuum cleaner.
That's not a future Gordo headline. I don't know.
Don't
what
rope me into Keith. This story. I have nothing to do with this story.
You will.
A court sentenced him to only probation with restrictions on telephone use. So he calls someone.
You're not going to believe it.
Tells him that
I got it stuck in a pickle jar.
And then just waits for their reaction.
What do you think about that?
And two men robbing an open pantry store in Madison, Wisconsin, went in with more money than they came out with. The lead thief grabbed a handful of cash that the clerk had been counting when the pair entered the store. The clerk pleaded, then sternly demanded that the man give the money back. The thief thought about it for a moment, became remorseful, then threw all the money in his pocket to the floor and fled. The clerk told police that when she recounted the money, there was $10 more than her original count, meaning that the thief had accidentally tossed 10 of his own dollars on the floor.
Awesome.
And finally, a Texan was playing golf in Ireland. He hits his tee shot at the first par 3 and luck was on his side. A hole in one. Out of the bushes jumps a leprechaun to grant him any wish. The Texan thought and finally asked, "I would like a bigger, longer wiener." The leprechaun grants the man's wish and then disappears. By the next hole, the man's wiener was bigger. By the next, it was hanging out of his shorts, and by the last hole, he was dragging the thing on the ground when he walked. Not knowing exactly what to do, he went back to that original lucky par 3, and he started hitting shot after shot after shot. Finally, he makes another hole-in-one, and the leprechaun reappears, and the leprechaun says, "I'll grant you any wish you want." And the Texan said, "Yes, can I have a pair of longer legs?" That's Friday Morning Scatter Shooting, winner 5 years in a row in the Consumer's Choice Award for Business Excellence in the Scatter Shooting Industry.
Thanks for hanging out with your old pal, Junior Miller, for another edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting. We'll see you next Friday, right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Quit busting each other.
By the way, that Prairie View streak was 80 games.
Oh, my God.
It lasted from 1989 to 1998. That's incredible. All right, it is 7:52 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Let's all have a good laugh next in the emergency break of the week.